This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Well, I'm pleased to announce today the formation of a commission on inalienable rights.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just announcing the formation of a bipartisan commission on international human rights, speaking at the State Department moments ago.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers and activists, Republicans, Democrats and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs will provide me with advice on human rights.
Federal prosecutors in New York announcing sex trafficking and conspiracy charges against politically connected billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Court documents just released reveal that Epstein's charged with creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. In fact, he's accused of sexually assaulting more than 30 girls in Palm Beach, Florida and New York. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
There's nearly universal condemnation of Iran's decision to enrich uranium, a violation of a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. More on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was quick to respond to Tehran's announcement to increase uranium enrichment, calling it an extremely dangerous move.
The enrichment of uranium is made for one reason and one reason only. It's for the creation of atomic bombs.
Netanyahu also called on other nations to impose punitive sanctions against Iran, saying Tehran has violated its solemn promise under the UN Security Council not to enrich uranium beyond certain levels.
A new Justice Department legal team is taking over President Trump's push for a citizenship question on next year's census. The department announcing a new team of lawyers from the Civil Division will now be in charge of solving how to legally put such a question about citizenship on the decennial survey. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two powerful earthquakes in just a couple of days in California have a lot of people concerned that a bigger quake may be right around the corner. Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors Chairwoman Janice Hahn.
But in the event of a major earthquake, what I'm worried about is that our residents in Los Angeles County are not prepared themselves.
Governor Gavin Newsom is estimating over $100 million in damage from last week's quakes. He traveled yesterday to Ridgecrest, where the quakes were centered, to survey the damage there. Starbucks issuing an apology after a worker at a store in Arizona asks a group of police officers to leave the premises. The executive VP of Starbucks writing a letter to the Tempe Police Department apologizing for that July 4th incident. Last week's fire at a Jim Beam distillery facility in Kentucky is leading to a huge fish kill. Dead fish are floating up on the Kentucky River and piling up on its banks. The Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet says an alcohol plume on the river is about 23 miles long so far. It's expected to reach the Ohio River shortly today, and then it's expected to start dissipating as it enters that larger body of water. The agency says there could be some impact, though, to aquatic life where those rivers meet. You can meet us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're going to talk sales, okay? And believe it or not, I know some people say, well, I'm not a salesman. Of course you are. You're a salesman. You're alive. I mean, we all sell. We may do it in different forms and ways, but you want to pay attention to our next guest, Mike Weinberg, Love Sales. He and I have this in common, let me tell you. He's a consultant, coach, speaker, best-selling author, specializes his specialties are new business development and sales management, and he's on a mission to simplify sales and create high-performance salespeople and sales teams. Mike, let me tell you, I'm all in with you. I love your thinking. I love where you're coming from because there are so many things that get in the way of sales today, especially in corporate America. It is beyond me. You know, that they do little to promote sales and do a lot to all in the sake of administration and accounting to get in the way of it.
Amen. Keep going, Bill. I don't even stop you. I like the.
Well, I got to tell you this story. I'll tell you this story. You'll appreciate this. Is that when I was working for a corporate entity in Los Angeles, just to give you an idea, they had three floors of accountants. Now, I don't want to turn off all the accountants. Hopefully, most of you guys have a sense of humor, so you can appreciate where I'm coming from. They had three floors of accountants in their office. Okay, so that should tell you something right off the bat. And so every once in a while, there would be some goofy dictate that would come from one of the three floors of accountants. And I would call the CFO of the company. I go, Dave. He'd go, Bill, what's going on? I said, who came up with that goofy idea? Which accountant did? And he'd go, oh, Bill, you know, I said, well, do me a favor. I want you to put him out in the middle of the quad in front of everybody and shoot him dead. Shoot him dead. We don't want this kind of reproduction to continue on in this organization because it does nothing to spur sales and does everything to get in the way of it. So,
I love that you started with accountants. I mean, let's just go down that path for a minute because accountants really tend to be anti-sales in general. First of all, they have forgotten the fact they love to talk about the bottom line and they love to pick on salespeople, right, and make fun of them and they're not important. But let's remember that nothing happens till something's sold.
Exactly.
And there is no bottom line without a top line. And the other thing that got me going as you went down this path with accountants, what they tend not to understand is that sales is as much about the heart and your passion as it is about your brain. And, you know, you could be a miserable accountant and do great accounting work. You could hate your job, work in a crappy culture, but produce accurate financials, great advice, statements, all that's right. But if you're a salesperson that hates your job or your heart's not engaged or you work in a crappy culture where they pick on you all the time, you're not going to produce. So there's a lot there as if you want to start down that path of accounting.
Well, I don't want to be I have fun with them because, you know, being in marketing most of my life, you can appreciate my perspective on this. So it definitely is. And this is you and I are joined on the hip on this. So we can have some fun on it. But I've always maintained with all due respect with accountants, you know, they definitely serve an important job. But I've never seen a company grow out of accounting.
I've never seen it happen. Yeah,
or
exactly.
Legal, or legal. Or procurement. You know, the new thing, Bill, right? Every company's got these overempowered procurement people. I call them procurement weenies. And they've been charged with leveling the playing field. They're trying to screw every supplier and, put them on 120-day terms and not let you get close to the business people so you can bring real value or provide creative solutions. All of those things are anti-sale.
Exactly.
And they're actually getting in the way of the value that the company says they want. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal.
Well, let's talk about it in the grander sense here of sales. I mean, for me, I learned sales early on because I went to Catholic school, and that was my first lesson in the fear of God because I was raised by nuns, and they just gave you stuff to go out there and sell. And, you know, there's a battalion. I mean, you know, at this particular Catholic school I went to, we had about 650, 700 kids, and, boy, that's a sales team, let me tell you, with the fear of God behind them and Sister Mary Meanness right there to make sure that you did go out and sell one way or another. And after all, she was sending out 700 cute little kids. How could you say no to these cute little kids, right?
Well, she got you to execute the behavior, and that's half the battle, honestly, showing up and going out and making the call.
Right, exactly. So that was my background early on. But, but through the whole process in terms of when I realized, I go, you know, sales is that works for me. This really makes sense. In the grander scheme, as you say, and this was something, when I first heard this, Mike, I thought, whoa, okay, yeah, this really makes sense. And you said it earlier, nothing happens until something's sold.
Yeah, it's the beginning of everything. And it's why it's really important that salespeople have a pure motivation when they're selling or they're prospecting. Mm-hmm. Sales is only icky because people perceive it that way. When you're really motivated, and my dad taught me this when I was first moving into sales, when your motivation is to help your customer be as successful as possible, right, and your drive is to bring them the most value, and you're convinced that the customer is probably stuck, right, or they're in some suboptimal situation, so your motivation is to truly help them win, right, and help solve a problem, tackle a need, produce a better outcome. You want to pursue them, not just because it's good for you, but because it's good for them. You have their best interest at heart. And that's a great motivation for wanting to engage proactively with a potential customer.
Well, Mike, as precious as time is, and someone says, a business owner says, hey, look at Mike, I've carved out some time here in my calendar. I hear what you're saying. I hope you got the goods. I hope you're bringing with you the idea that my company needs right now to get out of this rut. And when you have that sense of responsibility and respect for the owner or the decision maker's time, that really alters the approach that you take going into this meeting, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. But it also, it lays the groundwork, too, for you conducting a very consultative, what we would call a sales call, mm-hmm. right? The meeting with the customer where you don't go in and do the show up and throw up and right. talk 80% of the time. You actually come in and lay out a plan and share what the meeting's going to look like and make it very clear that you want to know what the customer would like to cover and what they would like to walk away with from the conversation. Mm-hmm. And then you need to structure the meeting so that you talk about a third of the time, right? We all love that expression. God gave you two ears and one mouth. Well, mm-hmm. that's the right percentage to use them in sales. And unfortunately, most salespeople, they waste the buyer's time because either they don't have a good motivation or they're manipulative or they go in and they just puke all over
right.
The person.
Or they're asking you questions that you should have found out otherwise. I remember as a media buyer, I would get these radio station execs, these new people would come in and they would pull out, I remember this RAB, consultative, outline that they would bring that consisted of about 400 questions. And they'd want me to answer the 400 questions, Do you accept MasterCard or, American Express? I go, did you look at the front door when you walked in here? Did you see a MasterCard logo? Did you see a Visa logo? Would that tell you that we do accept it? I mean, it was just like, and I stopped so many of those meetings and going, I'm not answering all these questions. I don't have the time,
No, you don't work for the salesperson. You work right. for yourself, right? You exactly. want a good outcome for you. That's ridiculous. That shows lack of preparation, lack of professionalism,
right.
frankly, and lack of interest, honestly.
Well, we're going to get into why we need to stop sharing our calendars and selling our time with Mike Weinberg. We're going to take full advantage of his expertise. Hashtag Sales Truth is the title of his new book, Debunking the Myths, Apply Powerful Principles with More New Sales. More from Mike after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez live.
Oh, that elastic sort of thing that just gets in the way every once in a while, huh? An inconvenient truth. Well, what the heck. Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Mike Weinberg continues with us, his brand new book, hashtag sales truth. Debunk the myths, apply powerful principles, win more new sales. Let me tell you, if your email is anything like mine, I hate it when I take when I take some time off. I mean, even, you know, for me, my Sabbath that I adhere to is Friday afternoon till Sunday morning, okay? And so I stay away. I'm offline. I'm off the grid. I'm not checking emails. And when I come back, and one of the horrors for me when I come back and open up my computer is I know I have hundreds of emails, many of which are inconsequential, that I don't even look at. I just empty out as quickly as possible. I cannot seem, they're like a self-contained virus that just keep on reproducing. And, Mike, I gotta tell you, your one point is we gotta stop sharing our calendars and selling our time. And email is the portal to our calendars and our time, because when I think of all the emails I get, probably only 10% of those emails that I get are ones that I want and will decide to do anything with.
Oh my gosh, you heard me cracking up on the background. You know, email has become the bane of our existence. Mm-hmm. And honestly, anything that takes salespeople away from selling is what drives me crazy. And this is, Bill, this is the most bizarre thing, but I've been consulting for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe I get paid good money to tell CEOs and executives this. But the number one reason they're falling short of their sales team winning more new sales is that the salespeople spend very little time selling.
Mm-hmm.
And today, because we're all addicted to our smartphones, right, and overconnected, that we just live in our inbox and on social media channels, and customers use us as like the service department. So we're responding to text messages and we're running out deliveries and we're doing anything but selling.
Right.
So whether it's email or it's, you know, you're deciding you're going to flip burgers at the company July 4th barbecue, none of that's helping you bring in more business for your company.
Exactly.
And that's where I'm really rough on salespeople, but take back their calendar and be more selfish with their selling time.
Well, Mike, I even broke it down into, you know, because of part of my background was as a program director for radio stations and being on air playing music during my juvenile years, and that had a lot of fun. Is we had what we called a program clock, and there were certain things that you did within the hour that were important because of the response that you got from the audience, right? So you get the right response to the audience, you want to keep doing the same thing. And so I had a sales management clock or a sales time management clock for my sales team that said these are the hours that you needed to protect, and that's when you were more successful, because I had them do the work. I said, let's take a look when you were getting sales. You were most productive in the early hours of the day. So from 8 o'clock till about noon. Anything after lunch, forget it. That had to be kind of a cleanup call. But very few sales I found to occur, you know, proportionately in the afternoon as opposed to the morning. And invariably, you know, speaking of our accountants again, they would come in and they'd want to hold a meeting during what I would classify as the red zone time. Ain't gonna happen. We're not doing meetings during that time, because that's when my team is most productive. So I protected that time like a mother hen, let me tell you.
That's brilliant sales leadership. I mean, that's absolutely, absolutely brilliant sales leadership right there, because you can't get that time back.
No.
And I love doing new business development first thing in the morning, because that's before the crap hits the fan for the salesperson and for the customer. Mm-hmm. But have those valuable conversations then. That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we found. You know, energy level, man, you talk to somebody after lunch, I mean, they're ready for a siesta. They're not ready for a half-hour presentation of ideas to get them energized. That's not going to happen. The odds are...
Here's the reality. This is going to sound really weird, but even an average talented salesperson is going to bring in a lot more business if they spend more time talking to the right strategic accounts. Even an average salesperson, people with average sales skills, if they would just laser focus on customers that look and smell like people that bought a lot from us that we can bring value, and they actually just went out and had more conversations and turned over more rocks, they would create opportunities and they would sell more, because people have needs.
Exactly.
And they're frustrated with their current provider, and they always, people are looking to make a change. Right. You got to get out there and talk to them.
Yeah, and if they they're going to talk to you, guess what? We call that as a buying signal. And as you know, most people, like you say, they do have needs, and they're hoping you got the answer. That's why it's incumbent upon the salespeople to be prepared and do not disappoint and waste the time that you've been given, because it's so precious. We got about 4 minutes left here, Mike. I knew we were going to run short on time, and this is why I got to have you back. But I wanted to address particularly something in your book, and you talk about 7 powerful lessons learned from the 2016 election. Let's go political. What happened?
Yeah, well, I won't go political. I'm playing it down the middle. You won't know how I feel politically from reading this. What happened was there's a lot of lessons about why Trump won and why Hillary lost. And there are sales lessons there. And my publisher freaked out when I put this chapter in. They wanted to take it out. I'm like, no. It's a book on truth. We're going to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And I listed a lot of reasons, from messaging to ignoring loyal customers to trying to win the deal in the boardroom, or in this case, the convention. And they're just powerful takeaways that if you take the political passion out of it and just look at as neutral as a sales coach, mm-hmm. there's very powerful lessons for why he won and why she lost. And I'm happy to dive into any of those with you real quick.
Well, let's go ahead. Messaging.
Yeah, think about Hillary's core message. Well, you can't, because she didn't have one. It changed everything.
Other than I'm with her.
I'm with her, right? And she's going to break the glass ceiling. That was totally self-focused. Contrast that with Trump's message, whether you like it or him or not. It was constituent-focused. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make America great again. Right. You're going to win so much, you're going to be tired of winning. I'm going to protect you, right? We're going to increase exports. We're going to level the playing field when it comes to trade. He struck a chord. I'm going to repeal and replace Obamacare, which unfortunately hasn't happened. That's a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. But as someone who's paying for Obamacare out of my own pocket, and right. that's one of the lessons. Don't name your product something it's not and deceive people. So there were a lot in the message that obviously were Trump's message, Trump's Hillary's, and it cost her badly.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I would agree. I mean, I've often maintained, Michael, that, it's about the message. And look at what she spent. She spent, what, upwards of $1 billion on her campaign, I think, all told. And when you don't have the message, you've got to spend that kind of money. And even spending that kind of money, it's still not guaranteed, is it?
No, and she made some critical mistakes. You know, I one of the points I made was you ignore your loyal customers, they'll go away. Mm-hmm. She was the first major party candidate to avoid a state. She didn't go to Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Like, Wisconsin had been reliably blue since the Reagan days.
Right.
She didn't set foot once she received a nomination in the state of Wisconsin. She lost Wisconsin by 0.7 percentage point because she didn't have the courtesy to show up and say, thank you, I care about you.
Exactly.
You can't tell me that didn't affect the outcome. That people, as they walked into the voting booth, thought, you know, that woman didn't even show up here. How much does she care about us? I mean, that kind of stuff is deadly in sales, right? Your messaging is bad. You don't take care of your customers. You make false promises. It's all that stuff's going to come back and burn you. And I'll just add this one other point. Be very careful about not just trashing your competition, but trashing the supporters of your competition.
Mm.
Her basket of deplorables comment, I mean, that was a shot across the bow about 25% of Americans, right? And Trump was no gracious person. And I have lots of critique for him with the Gold Star family and his own obnoxious behavior.
Right.
But when she called 25% of America a basket of deplorables, it was over. You can't do that to people. It becomes personal. You know, when you're selling, you don't attack the supporters of your competitor, right? In those companies, they're gonna throw you out as fast as you ever imagined. So we got to be careful when we sell. We got to be careful.
And the thing is, Michael, is that we're going into 2020, and a lot of that same sentiment still resides, does it not?
Yeah, and it's been interesting trying to watch this bevy of candidates and see whose message is really going to resonate. Who's going to connect better with the people. So it's very intriguing to watch as a sales coach.
Well, we got to wrap things up. Mike Weinberg, how can people be in touch with you? You got 5 seconds.
MikeWeinberg.com and on social media, Mike_Weinberg, W-E-I-N-E-R-G.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Well, I'm pleased to announce today the formation of a commission on inalienable rights.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just announcing the formation of a bipartisan commission on international human rights, speaking at the State Department moments ago.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs who will provide me with advice on human rights.
Federal prosecutors in New York announcing sex trafficking and conspiracy charges against politically connected billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Court documents just released reveal that Epstein's charged with creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. In fact, he's accused of sexually assaulting more than 30 girls in Palm Beach, Florida, and New York. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
I got to tell you, mainstream America is wondering, what is the problem with, taking a census that asks the question whether or not someone is a citizen? Why is that such a big problem? Why is it the Supreme Court didn't want to deal with this issue? And President Trump initially it was said that he was just going to pack his bags on it. Wilbur Ross made the statement, well, looks like we're just going to let it go. And within hours, President Trump came back and said, no, we're not letting it go. That's fake news. So I'm not sure if Wilbur Ross was misquoted or something was taken out of context there. But President Trump says, no, this is still on the table. And according to senior administration officials that were talking to Axios over the weekend, they said they expected the president to take executive action early this week to force the citizenship question on the 2020 census. With us here to talk about it is the U.S. Census illegal alien guest and expert Karen Lugo, who's back with us, a constitutional attorney who was formerly on the California Advisory Committee to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission and a former clinical law professor at Chapman Law College in Orange County, California. Karen, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be back with you.
So, Karen, America wants to know, what is the big problem? Why can't we ask a question that has been asked, it seems forever, a basic question of whether or not somebody is a citizen or not?
It's almost so absurd that it's hard to understand. I've watched social media activity, and that is exactly the response of so many people. Why is this even controversial? Why the question? Why the challenge? But when one understands that Congress squarely holds the duty, not the option, not the, you know, if we feel like it or if we have the political resolve, but Congress holds the duty to administer naturalization, immigration, citizenship through the Constitution. Rarely does the Constitution give plenary power and say, this is with this department, fairly, no question. Mm-hmm. So Congress has to have this information. There's the allocation of 60 to $80 million, depending on what year and what distributions we're looking at. That's part of the question. But the overall issue that most in America are responding to now is, wait, what? Why would we not know how many people here are legally eligible to vote?
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen, here it is, especially in California, where you used to reside. I used to reside in college, born and raised in California, and I saw what was happening there. And you've got a sanctuary state that has just gotten out of control. I mean, how many of its citizens there in California have been murdered at the hands of an illegal, and it's with impunity?
Right. There is a lot of concern about what is happening in the overall big picture relative to the border and illegal immigration and our sovereignty and how we as a people make decisions, and also understanding we as a people are governed by a consensual contract. Mm-hmm. We agree with our government, and based on certain constitutional principles, we organize ourselves as a society. To have people here who have not assented to that,
exactly,
is a real question. But what's happened with the census issue and apportionment of congressional districts is that the country has a total of 435 congressional seats, period.
Mm.
So people come, people go. Right now, about 711,000 people are in each congressional district. So you can see how Alabama, for example, is suing right now because Alabama can see that it will likely lose a congressional seat, maybe to a state like California, which recently picked up 5 or 6 seats, depending on how people are attributing that non-citizen count.
Mm-hmm.
So there is great concern not only over congressional districts and federal funding, but also the question of the Electoral College and where those votes go.
Exactly. Well, and here, as you say, in California, 4 to 6 seats have been apportioned based on non-citizens, which, you know, is a problem. Now, what has kind of been a sticking point here was a former Supreme Court ruling, Karen, was there not? Help us understand, where the Supreme Court basically protected illegal representation. In other words, saying that even illegals or non-citizens had a right for representation.
That was a ruling regarding, if it's the same case that you're thinking of, it was a ruling that regarded apportionment and, mm-hmm, and how states draw lines. Mm-hmm. So states have the authority to draw lines, and as we know, the Supreme Court recently ruled that judges should stay out of that issue so that people, mm-hmm, if they don't like the way the districts are being organized, can vote the people out who did it. So when it comes to apportionment, the question was whether the word persons meant citizens or, in general, anybody who was in the United States. There's been a lot of legal scrutiny as to what persons meant at the time of the founding and whether persons were maybe legal residents and not people who, you know, legal meaning people on their way to citizenship or for here for a time legally and then leaving, like a student visa, whereas and a person here unlawfully would not be counted into that number. So a lot of teasing out of what that word persons might have meant. But when it comes to the census and citizenship, that's an entirely different kind of a question, because there never has been an issue as to who is eligible to vote.
Exactly.
In this country, it is a matter of being a U.S. citizen, period.
Well, yes, we say period, but we know that illegals are voting. I mean, we saw what happened in California, and now we're seeing some proof of this, but it's not big enough yet, I guess, to kind of seal the deal on what happened with ballot harvesting in California on this last voting cycle.
There have been several states where those kinds of issues have come up. They're being investigated, adjudicated. I'm on a lot of the email lists for reporting on how these things are developing. But for the whole entire franchise of voting to be legal, one would have to see foundational structural changes in the way this country operates. And the way it's governed and the way the Constitution is presented. So certainly things have gone on at the margins that should not be happening, but that does not mean that there is an entitlement to begin introducing people into districts that then dilute those districts and dilute the votes of people outside those districts.
Exactly.
Or at least dilute the representation of the people outside those districts.
Well, it's ironic, the outrage that we've been going through for the last couple of years over Russian collusion and the integrity of the whole voting process, but yet domestically we go into this with our eyes wide shut almost to ignore so many other discrepancies that are taking place that really have more impact than $150,000 of social media ads by the Russians.
Exactly. When one understands that between 23 and 26 million people are here that are not citizens, again, maybe half that number is here unlawfully, and the other half would be people that have legal permission under one provision or another. Mm-hmm. But that number, the potential for a large amount of that number to be counted, does provide for outside pressure, outside influence on our electoral process because of the way it skews representation.
Exactly. Karen Lugo is with us, a constitutional attorney who was formerly on the California Advisory Committee to the U.S. Civil Rights Commission. We are talking the U.S. Census, and we've got more from Karen after this. Stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
And we're talking voter integrity and the U.S. Census, and why it was such a problem, you know, for President Trump. Well, I asked that question almost rhetorically, because we know anything that President Trump would ask, whether it's of the Supreme Court or any other local jurisdiction, you know, the first knee-jerk response is no, because it offends somebody. But, you know, it really eludes any kind of reason and logic for Main Street America that says, why is that such an offensive question to know who we have here in this country who, you know, are, you know, have a right to, you know, to some support by our government, whether you are an alien or whether you are a citizen. I mean, it's important to know those numbers. Karen, I was glad to hear you say you used a number that has not been used when ever talking about illegal immigrants in the country. You know, for the longest time, even Joe Biden the other night recounted the number saying 11 million illegal immigrants. I said, they've been saying that for decades. I got to imagine that number has been elevated closer to 25, 30. I guess any estimate or stab at it as good as any.
I think the number, and what I've read over the last few years, the 23 to 26 million figure is based on the entire group of non-citizens. So people that are here and under the range of various provisions, mm-hmm. whether it's student visas or resident alien, but not yet citizens. So applying for amnesty, there are a lot of different categories. So, and they're all, you know, moving. And I know with the border as open and easy as it is, as far as the number that may not be here lawfully, it is hard to get a fix on that. But that number appears to be about half of the total number of people that are here and not U.S. citizens. So some legal, some not legal.
Right. Well, again, the president has announced that, get ready, some mass deportations are in our future. We held him off for a couple of weeks. He was able to get the border deal with the Democrats. But now he is saying that he is going to order the deportation of these immigrants. Now, before people get all bent out of shape over this, they need to understand that the ones we're talking about being deported are the ones that have gone through due process, right?
Yes. There has been a process. These people are known to be here without permission, and there is not a valid reason to expect that they would receive asylum. So, and by the way, we're all aware of the fact that the asylum law and the way to apply for that is also hopefully going to be reconsidered soon. Mm-hmm. That kind of puts a spotlight at this moment on Congress and how derelict they've been in all of this. If they don't like the deportation law that Trump is lawfully exercising, change that. If
exactly.
they don't, when it comes to asylum and all of the rest of the processes, that's again in Congress's court, and they just have refused to accept not just their duty, responsibility, obligation even, to address any and all of these issues.
Exactly.
So it's definitely a question of the spotlight being on Congress and not President Trump for doing what is his responsibility to do.
Well, and it's amazing the backing that they have gotten, I say Congress, has received, you know, from the mainstream media with this anti-Trump, you know, sentiment and this Trump derangement syndrome. It's that meanwhile, I mean, you say on one hand you're so concerned about these families being disrupted, and certainly that's part of the problem, but that's not all of the problem. And, you know, these policies were instituted, you know, years ago when it was somewhat manageable. When people are storming the border to the numbers that we're storming, and we have accommodations for maybe 25% of those numbers, something's got to give. But it's not President Trump's fault.
No, at the point that the fingers are all pointing at Congress, the Constitution clearly points at Congress. Mm-hmm. There is what one would expect, a normal focus, let's say, by the media on Congress. But as you say, that's not what is happening. Mm. And in fact, the media was very complicit in this entire controversy surrounding the Supreme Court decision-making process. Before the Supreme Court came out with a decision on the census question, there was a concerted effort to make it appear that if Chief Justice Roberts were to decide to uphold the president and Secretary Ross's decision to put this question on the census, that it would be a political choice, that it would support a political party, that it would be upholding bias or racial animus. And so phone calls were made. There was an entire campaign whipped up. Several organizations were behind this, but media was a very large part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court is an institution that wants to remain very much away from even the appearance of being politically involved. So one cannot help but wonder if this kind of media coordination may have had something to do with the way the case came out.
Well, of course.
And the unfortunate part of this kind of a ruling is that we now have courts second guessing what officials are deciding in the rulemaking process or what their motivation was during the rulemaking process.
Well, this wasn't the first time Justice Roberts was influenced by the media. Let's face it. I mean, he did this with the Affordable Care Act as well. So, you know, this is, to me, this is a blemish on SCOTUS because of this decision. I mean, you know, even it was kind of amazing how with the Affordable Care Act, he saw the argument of the government going down the wrong lane and he adjusted them in mid-presentation. But yet, in this particular case, there was no step back on it to evaluate, to say, okay, maybe they didn't express it in the right terms, but I understand what you're trying to accomplish here. I guess he did give them an option to say, okay, come back and give me a better reason, and we'll be open to revisit this, which was, you know, kind of funky, I thought.
Well, the court certainly affirmed the constitutional right of the executive to make this decision and the need for Congress as well as Justice Department officials to have the information to do their various respective constitutionally mandated duties. Mm-hmm. So that part of the opinion, the ruling, was certainly beneficial for a future decision to put this kind of question on the census. Mm-hmm. I happen to have been with a group of students when Chief Justice Rehnquist taught his last summer course in Cambridge, England. And it was fascinating to hear him talk about Bush v. Gore and cases like that, where there was a lot of taint, at least with the media, as to whether the decision was political and how the court just absolutely wants to remain completely clear of if they can of those controversies. But the problem is when the court does become involved in something, now the media understands that there may be leverage there, mm-hmm. the media and other organizations. And so these kinds of campaigns are just not helpful, and certainly not if the court just cannot make it clear that they are looking at the Constitution and not going to pay attention to what is being whipped up, you know, as far as the general various interest groups and media. And mm-hmm. that's where the Constitution must prevail, and the court must focus on what its role is.
Well, we've been saying for a long time, and even the politicians, were going through another, you know, presidential cycle with the Democrats, 24, 25 candidates, and they're now admitting that we do have chaos at the border. And as you pointed out, this clearly is in the lap of our elected officials, the legislature, that has continued to kick this can down the road. I mean, to the point that we're looking at least 23 million people that are here in this country, and they're operating out of the shadows. You report also that the average illegal has lived in the United States for 15 years, which is the longest on record. I mean, what's going to happen here? I mean, are we going to end up having to do a Reagan amnesty program one more time when we said that was it for 3 million and never to happen again?
There are so few of us alive and very active in the process that lived during the height of the Simpson-Mazzoli controversy under President Reagan's administration, and remember being involved in the debates and discussions and clearly understanding that the result would be no more amnesties, no more open borders, no more programs. And as far as admitting people that did not come here under a regulated system where we knew who we were getting and we knew that these people were coming to consent to the kind of society they were entering.
Exactly.
So it is unfortunate to realize that we are back where we were, but that is a lesson we should have learned back in the 80s.
Well, look, this is a government up for by we the people. We got the government that we voted in. And if the people have had enough of it, then they need to make sure that their elected officials know, you know, what the consent of the government is all about and what our wishes are. And, hey, we do this, you know, in a couple of cycles. And we got another big cycle coming up with this next presidential election. So your voice must be heard. Karen Lugo, constitutional attorney. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Karen, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.